Story 19, Rahab. With Joshua as their new leader, the Israelites were making plans to cross over the Jordan River and go into the Promised Land, the land of Canaan. But first, Joshua sent two men to spy out the land. The spies went across the river and entered into Jericho. It was late in the day, so they found a place to stay at the home of a woman named Rahab. The king of Jericho found out that the men were there, so he sent soldiers to Rahab's house. They said, "Bring out those men who are here. They're spies." Rahab had hidden the men under some flax that was spread out on her roof to dry. She said, "Those men were here, but they left before the city gates were closed for the night. I don't know which way they went, but if you go quickly, maybe you can find them." So the soldiers went to look for them near the river. Then Rahab went up to the roof and talked to the two men. "You need to get out of here, but I will help you. I know that God is giving our land to you. All of our people are afraid of you. Everyone heard how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea for you when you left Egypt. Your God is the God of heaven above and of the earth below. I have been kind to you. Please promise me that you will show kindness to my family and spare our lives." The men said, "If you don't tell anyone about us, we will make sure you are not hurt when the Lord gives us your city." Then they came up with a plan. Rahab had a big, strong red rope, and her house was on the wall of the city. She used the rope to let them down through the window so they could escape that night. They told her, "After we are gone, tie this red rope in your window. Bring all your family into your house, and they will be safe. But if anyone leaves your house, they won't be safe." Rahab told the men, "Hide in the hills for 3 days. After the soldiers give up looking for you, they will come back to Jericho. Then you can come down from the hills and go back across the river." The spies did as she said. Then they went back to Joshua and told him everything that had happened. They said, "Hey, it's true. God has given us the land. The people are afraid of us." God gave the Israelites a great victory in taking over the city of Jericho. As soon as they entered the city, the two spies went to Rahab's house and made sure that she and her family were safe. Everyone else in the city was killed. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame spread everywhere. Rahab and her family were given a safe place to live near the camp of Israel. In time, she married an Israelite from the tribe of Judah, and they had a son named Boaz.